The Case Study Process by Hagen, Matthew L., and Karis. The disease is...
Cholera!
So, what is the scientific definition of this disease and what are its major symptoms?
So, the scientific name of the disease is Vibrio cholerae. It's an infectious disease characterized by severe vomiting and profuse watery diarrhea that rapidly leads to dehydration and death. The major symptoms is watery diarrhea, rice water stools, vomiting, rapid heart rate, loss of skin elasticity, low blood pressure, fishy odor to stools.
How does this disease spread?
So the disease is spread by unwashed hands, flies that carry cholera on their feet, unclean water, contaminated food, and water sources, especially by a person infected by cholera, raw food, and places where there is inadequate water and food sanitation, especially when it comes to hygiene and water treatment. Cholera can be insidious and sometimes without symptoms.
Are there ways of preventing people from getting the disease or treatments to cure the disease once you have it? Are these techniques effective?
So, cholera prevention and treatments can be drinking water that you have boiled and treated with chloride or iodine. Other safe beverages include tea and coffee made with boiled water and carbonated boiled water with no ice. Eat only foods that you have been thoroughly cooked and still hot, or fruits that you have peeled yourself. Clean your hands when preparing or eating food, especially after going to the washroom. Make sure all vegetables are cooked and avoid salads. Avoid uncooked or raw fish or shellfish, avoiding
ceviche.
Avoid food or beverages from street vendors. Avoid tap water, fountain drinks, and ice cubes. Take vaccines to avoid cholera. It does not provide 100% protection. If water and soap are not present, use an alcohol-based hand cleaner with at least 60% alcohol. Boil the water, boil the things you eat, cook it, and peel it, and don't forget to wash your hands. You can treat cholera by immediate replacements of fluids or salts through diarrhea.
So, if signs of this disease spread, appear at the middle campus, shall we immediately shut down the school? We should shut down the school because of many various reasons.
Okay, so cholera is highly contagious, and especially when the person got contaminated with cholera can spread this disease through their the food that they eat. So when we share food in our school, like, people can have this disease. Especially when it comes to having the food entered by the mouth or the water and the contaminated food with the Vibrio cholera bacteria. These organisms can survive well in salty waters and contaminate other organisms and humans that come in contact and can swim in water.
One example in the school that the cholera would spread is when a kid goes to the bathroom and forgets to wash his hands, and after he eats food and shares it with his friends, and then contaminates the whole school in the process.
Considering that I witnessed many students do their business without lifting the toilet seat, it really increases the chance of cholera being transferred by person to person. And yeah, that's about it.
So this is the end of our
recapitulate. You must shut it down, shut the school down, because it can spread easily. And then if you do not, then the whole school would be infected.
And also, it also causes death really, really quickly.
Recapitulate.
What is that? Bye.